Blog Talk Radio.
Successful, let's go on a journey of discovery and truly explore this very question. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Where you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I am feeling the vibration. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This is one of my favorite times of the show. It lends to a more interactive environment, which I absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, iPods, pads, whatever you need, tablets, I don't know, get something, a rock to write it in the sand. You want to capture the notes that will be shared on today and the rich jewels that we have to offer for you today. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and so we have some richness that we're going to share with you. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with. Allow those wonderful social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Go old school and email a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Oh, my gosh, I think you get it. Woo! Bottom line, we ask that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, in today's Shape Up installment, we're looking at four habits that will give you the edge that you need to succeed. Four habits that will give you the edge that you need to succeed. You know, over the past 2 weeks, we looked at those things that we need to let go of in general and specifically mind, body, and soul, understanding that life is about seasons. And so if you miss any of our installments, I want to encourage you again to visit our on-demand library and take advantage of the richness that is shared for your convenience online. Because the past 2 weeks on letting go and focused on general letting go and seasons of life along with mind, body, and soul health, understanding that health is the greatest wealth. Powerful, powerful, powerful. If you missed it, you definitely want to go back. You know, it's so interesting as I was preparing for today's show and I was processing around the thoughts that I wanted to share with you. You know, it's always to me because I'm often reflecting and kind of raking through my own personal journey along with those issues and challenges that I'm supporting my clients with in my coaching practice. And this is an area that I struggled with. I'm constantly fighting to grow in. I'm in process on the journey as well. And you know, I love to say that I am steps on the journey with you. I may be a few steps ahead of you, but nevertheless, we are all still in process, and the journey of life is a process. The journey to success, it's a process. It's not microwavable. You know, interestingly enough, the world is so in this mindset of microwavable, quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want it now. We want to lose weight yesterday, but now. We want to gain wealth yesterday, but now. All of these various things about quick, fast, and in a hurry now. And we've taken out the process. We want our food now. Give me a drive-thru now. Quick, fast, and in a hurry now. And if they have you sitting in that drive-thru a little too long, you know you do it. I've been guilty as well. You get a little crunchy like, okay, hello, what's going on? I want my food when, what? Now. And so life has programmed us that everything is microwavable, quick, fast, and in a hurry. But the reality is that life is a journey, and it's a process. It's not microwavable. There is no rarity, I should say, of an overnight success. Anyone that has been successful in any area, they were doing some due diligence, grinding effort behind the scenes. It didn't just happen overnight. If you want to lose weight, it's not going to happen overnight. you have to put in the effort in that direction and make decisions that support you. If you want to be successful, you have to do your due diligence. Put the effort in and do what's required daily to yield the results that you desire. And so if you haven't taken the time to figure out the kind of habits you need in order to achieve greater success in your life in whatever area you desire, don't miss the boat. Again, I say don't miss the boat. Because now is the best time to do so, right now in this moment. And this moment of time is the only moment that we have. And so you don't want to miss the boat. You know, what I've grown to know to be true is that the stronger my daily practices, my daily habits are, the more I achieve. And the same is true for my clients in my coaching practice. I hear it on a regular basis when we get into those daily practices, those habits that we need. You know, my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, I think that they've come up with a great definition for habits. Habits, an acquired mode of behavior that has become involuntary, compulsory, addictive. It's a customary way of acting fixed through repetition. And many of us, we don't have the habits that we need in our lives to be successful. I know I've been guilty of this on my journey. I've been on the journey for some time. And there are seasons when I can honestly say and be transparent, and those of you that are regular listeners said it in the past, that there were seasons where I could say, I was consistently inconsistent, consistently inconsistent. Are you sitting in that boat of consistently inconsistent? You're not doing what you need to do on a daily basis to get the desired results that you want. You know, that's the difference between those that are successful and those that are not successful. Those that are successful, they have the right daily habits and practices in their lives, and they're willing to stay consistent and grind and sacrifice and do what is required that others will not do. And so if you just simply make a shift in some of these areas, one of these areas that we're talking about, you're going to be in a much better position if it's not a practice that you already have in your life. Again, as I being transparent, I know when I'm operating with a greater laser focus of my trajectory of where I'm going and my habits are supporting that, I achieve more. The same is true for anyone. I could go anywhere around the globe and ask individuals that have achieved a great level of success, and they, I'm sure, would say the same thing. Those daily habits and the daily practices that you have in your life are key. Those things that you have, that acquired mode of behavior. You don't think about it. You know, I often struggle in the area of working out because I never had to work out. I was fortunate that my metabolism was just on fire. I had natural movement and routine. I was a regular skater and bike rider and all of this. And when I got in my 30s, life shifted. I'm now in a corporate setting and I'm sitting behind a desk. I don't have all that movement. I have greater responsibilities and I'm pulled here and there and life is just happening. And when that movement stopped, I began to become more delicious, as one would say. So this is a battle that I go through. I go up and down, yo-yoing through the process because I'm fighting to establish the right daily practices. But this is the thing. I am committed to, I may fall down, as I often reference one of my favorite gospel artists, Donnie McClurg, and I can hear the song in my head now for those of you that may know of who he is that are listening in. We fall down, but we get back up. You've heard the term. You fall off that horse, don't just stay off the horse, get back on. And many of you, right where you are, you have fallen off. You have fallen down. And you have not gotten back up. And that's what I want to encourage you to know, that this getting back up is so key. Yes, you may have fallen short. Guess what? We all do it, each and every one of us. I don't care what level of success someone achieves. They have had a bad day on the journey. They may have less. But they've had days that, you know, they didn't do all that they knew that they should have done. So know that you are not alone in establishing the right habits, the right daily practices. It is what's going to allow you, having those winning habits is what's going to allow you to achieve the level of success that you desire. And that level of success, it's different for each person. So whatever that looks like for you, right where you are on your journey, that I want us to consider is that we have to seek more clarity. Now, you know, oftentimes Coach Adams is speaking about the importance of clarity, clarity, clarity. Why? Because I know that clarity is so key on our journey. And starting to ask ourselves those high-quality questions on a daily basis. I'm not just saying one day you ask yourself the questions and then the next day you don't. But when you do this on a daily basis, it enables you to discern truth in your life when you do it on a daily basis. I'm constantly asking myself, reassessing, looking at where do I need to shift, adjust, what's working, what isn't. Where am I going on my journey? You know, as those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am a believer. I believe in Christ. Whatever your system is that works for you, that's mine. I say that in reference to the Bible is my foundation. And with that, the Word of God says to ask and it will be given. It speaks to the significance of asking questions. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the doors will be open. So this process of ask, seek, and knock is so key. And whatever your belief system, principles are universal. It applies to you right where you are. You don't have to believe in God to understand that you have to ask, seek, and knock. You have to ask the right questions. You have to seek out the answers that you need. This, again, is giving us the clarity that is needful. And knock on the right doors. And as you do that, this process of asking, gaining that clarity that you need, approaching your daily activities with greater intention, more razor focus, you're clear on your trajectory. You know what the target is. And every step that you take is supporting you in closing life's gap. From where you are to where you desire to grow. But so often, we're moving through life haphazardly. We don't have any vision. We're just like, I'm going to go where the wind flows, wherever the wind takes me. I'm going to go. And we wonder why we're not achieving the success that we desire. It's because the clarity is lacking. And so I want to challenge you right where you are, whoever you are listening in, whatever the level of success is that you have achieved or not, wherever you are on the scale, I want to challenge you to seek more clarity. And this is key because seeking more clarity applies to any of us wherever we are on our journey. Erwin McManus has a quote that I like. There are few things more powerful than a life lived with passionate clarity. I know for me, having clarity has increased my fire and my passion because I'm clear on where I'm going. I'm envisioning from the inside out, and I'm navigating with great clarity of knowing what the target is, with that laser focus, as we spoke about before, knowing the trajectory of where we are going. So more clarity and seeking more clarity, that ask principle, ask, seek, and knock, is so key. Wherever you are on your journey, I challenge you, every day when you close out your day, reflect on what worked today. Do an assessment. What worked? That's a question. What worked? So that you can continue to build on what worked, but also look at the flip side of that coin and what didn't work. Two simple questions. If you ask yourself those questions at the close of your day, take an opportunity to pause and reflect. The insight that you will glean is going to support you in continuing to grow forward. And the journey is about growth. I am a lifetime learner. I believe in the mindset, the lifestyle of growth, personally and professionally. And speaking of lifestyle of growth, personally and professionally, for those of you that are listening in, I want to share with you, drop a little seed here for you about my Winner's Circle, the Coach Adams Winner's Circle, which is a personal and professional lifestyle growth plan. Receive one full year of coaching support in a group dynamic with lots of other perks and benefits, meeting a couple of times a month, private Facebook group to interact, so on and so forth, for a mere $4.99 for the whole year. Now, if that's something you haven't taken advantage of, I plant that seed. Now is the time for you to do so. Give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Maybe you're thinking, Coach Adams, that doesn't work for me right now. No problem. Share and tell it to someone else that you know, that you care about, that you want to support them in allowing themselves to be in greater position to achieve their desired results and to truly work it now, working their vision so that they can achieve their goals and live out their dreams, be it you or someone you know. Let's continue in our winning habits needed to succeed. So we spoke about the importance of seek more clarity. Seek more clarity is so muy importante. Very important for those of you that don't know Spanish. And that's the extent of my Spanish. Okay, I know a little bit more. So learn to generate energy is number two. Learn to generate energy. If you want to enjoy a sustainable, ever-increasing prosperity, you cannot afford to be bogged down by fatigue and loss of enthusiasm and lethargic. You cannot. You cannot. So it is so important. And last week, we really touched on some of these areas, again, mind, body, and soul, understanding that health is the greatest wealth. And we looked at mental, emotional, physical, and also we looked at spiritual health. And so that mental, emotional, and physical, spiritual energy is so significantly important. It's something that you must deliberately and consciously learn to create and do. You must. Notice I'm saying with great emphasis, you must. Because if you're not mentally well, you don't have peace of mind, your mind is split and not healthy, you're not going to be able to achieve your goals and live out your dreams. You know, I remember I had a trauma in my life in my, I think it was my early, mid-20s, thereabouts. And that trauma was so devastating that I know personally, firsthand, what it's like to be on the verge of a nervous breakdown, because that trauma was so just unlike I could have even imagined. See, this is the thing. Coach Adams grew up, and she's an only child. She grew up living, quote, unquote, in the glass house, and bad things didn't happen, quote, unquote, in the glass house. She was aware of things happening, but they only happened out there, not in the glass house. And so to have such a trauma penetrate the glass house, and again, figuratively speaking, it was traumatic for me and a lot to process. Ooh, but only by the grace of God, I can say, I did not lose my mind because of my relationship with Christ and the grace of God. But I know what it's like to be on the verge of a mental breakdown, and that healthy mind, I can tell you firsthand, is so key. Emotionally, if you are not healthy emotionally, if you're so bogged down with emotions and negativity, and for those of you that have not heard my segment on entertaining negativity, you need to go back to our on-demand library and soak in that richness, because I don't have, this is not the segment to do all of the details around that. But many of us entertain negativity, and that bogs us down emotionally. And so you definitely want to make sure that you are in a healthy, whole place emotionally. Yes, we are emotional beings, but our emotions do not have to control us. We take control of them. And so learning to deal with and balance and have that healthy balance is so important and so key. We're talking again about learning to generate the right energy. Why is this right energy important? We're talking about winning habits needed to succeed. Number one, seeking more clarity. We've talked about that. We're looking at number two, learning to generate energy and the importance of our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual energy. I know for me, I can be transparent, that the more I move, the stronger my body becomes, and it has the energy that it needs. Because if you have, you're mentally sound, but your body is breaking down, you don't have the capacity to fulfill your assignment. And as those of you that are regular listeners, you know that at the core of all that Coach Adams shares with you, it's about purpose and the fulfillment of the assignment that you were created for, unearthing that purpose, unlocking the code of your purpose. If you're not already clear in that regard, if you're clear, it's about moving to the next level on your journey, not allowing yourself to get stuck in the quicksand and you don't know how to go and navigate and move. And that was another segment that I did some time ago. So the archives, again, are rich. So going back to the physical, if your body cannot handle the capacity, you will not be able to fulfill your assignment. And our lives were designed for purpose. You're going to lose that passion if you are not feeling good in your body. And I can tell you this to be true. When I'm a little bit more delicious, guess what? My joints, I can feel it. So the goal for me, and I know the difference, and I have to stay on point to say, no, we got to keep this body together. We got to do our due diligence. We got to do what we need to do to stay healthy spiritually, whatever your belief system is. Mine is Jesus Christ and the Word of God, the Bible. But whatever your belief system is, spiritually, we have to have something outside of us, greater than us, that's governing our lives. And so for me, that's my base. I make sure that I keep my spirit where it needs to be. I'm very, very conscientious on what I'm listening to, what I'm looking at. I'm very vigilant in that area. I'm very vigilant in that area because I know the effects of those seeds that are being planted in our soul and the effects of them based on words. Someone can say a negative word around your vision, and guess what? You begin to doubt and question, am I really supposed to do this? And that because of that one word that was spoken, because you didn't guard your ear gates and protect what you were listening to. You didn't guard your eye gates and protect what you are looking at. And you wonder why you're feeling so down and you don't have the energy and you're bogged down with all of this stuff and these feelings and the and lethargic and all of that. It's because of what you've been listening to or what you've been giving your attention to with your eyes. What have your eyes been seeing? And so this is so important and so key. So mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual energy. We have to be deliberate. You can't go unconscious. You have to consciously make the decisions. Again, the daily habits and daily practices that are going to support you. I'm very serious about what I listen to. People are like, what? You don't really look at TV? No, I don't. I really don't. I'm not just saying it. I really don't, because I know the effects of it. That is one of the things that when we were in the heat of COVID-19, I knew I can't just sit and listen to the news. We were in the midst of a health crisis. Then we were in the midst of social unrest. Then we were in the midst of the most contentious political season in my life that we had dealt with. So if you're just looking at that all day, imagine how bogged down you're feeling because of what you're looking at and what you're hearing. Now you don't have the energy to fulfill your assignment because you're so bogged down because of all of this stuff. I grew in learning that lesson when 9/11 happened. I remember so clearly, you know, obviously that was a devastating crisis that occurred. And I remember sitting watching the TV. Of course, we were all glued to the TV. And this was a great life lesson. This was a defining moment for me in understanding what I'm sharing with you at a different level. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. And I was looking at the TV, and of course, they're showing the plane hitting the tower, the plane hitting the tower, the plane hitting the tower. And it was just over and over and over and over and over again. Remember, a habit is an acquired mode of behavior that is involuntary, compulsory, addictive, customary way of acting fixed through what? Repetition. Because I was repetitiously seeing at the time the plane hitting the tower, the plane hitting the tower, the plane hitting the tower, a file was created in my mind, a file, a picture image was launched. I went to bed that night. My eyes are closed. I'm not looking at the TV, but guess what the images were that I was seeing? I was seeing the plane hitting the tower, the plane hitting the tower, the plane hitting the tower. And that was a defining moment for me that I realized, wow. And I'm an audible learner. And so I can hear something. I can tell you another story. Going into a grocery store. This is back when what was the movie? Hustle and Flow. I tell this story and people laugh all the time. If you've heard it, just indulge me because it really brings home the point of what we're talking about. What you're looking at, what you're hearing. But I was in the grocery store and time was not listening to mainstream music, but I was aware because this particular group was nominated for an Oscar, right? And so I'm in the store and I'm hearing this song, but I'm not like consciously aware of hearing this song. I'm just doing my little shopping, my little cart moving around in the grocery store. And I get outside the store and suddenly I hear in my mind, it's hard out here being a pimp. And I'm like, wait a minute. Where did that come from? Well, clearly, because the song from Hustle and Flow was nominated for an Oscar by 3-6 Mafia, they were playing it constantly. They probably had just played in the store in different places I've gone. I was aware of the song again because of the fact that there's certain places, yeah, I can't tell them to turn the radio off or the music off in the grocery store at certain places, so you are subject to that. But because I'm an audible learner, I'm coming out with my little cart and I'm hearing in my head, it's hard out here being the pimp. I don't even know anything about being a pimp, okay? And so I share that with you because I want you to really get the point of the significance of what you are listening to, what you are seeing, and learning to generate the right energy, the right energy, making sure mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, you are allowing the right energy to flow in and through your life. Raise your standards and expectations is number three. So we said number one, seek more clarity. Number two, learn to generate energy. Number three, raise your standards and expectations. This raising your standards and expectations, it's about setting the right expectations for your life and for your business. It's a must, not for someone else's life, someone else's business. Now, you may manage the standards of someone else's business if you're working in a corporation or what have you, but we're talking about what are the standards for your life? What are the expectations for your life? I often think about one of my favorite books, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And he speaks about, in one of the habits, begin with the end in mind. So this setting the right expectations is all about understanding, what does this look like for my life? Well, do I even have expectations? Have you even set a standard? Or are you just letting life dictate that for you? And the reality is most people have big, audacious, ginormous, huge, beyond their comprehension dreams. They do. I speak to many of them in my coaching practice, and this is something that I often am supporting individuals with, establishing what are the standards, the expectations, getting clear, making sure your energy is good. These are things that I work on in my one-on-one coaching practice and as well for those that are part of the Winner's Circle. These are benefits that you have because you're able to work through some of these areas and get the support that you need. But most people have big dreams, but very low standards and even lower expectations. I am the worst on me. I really am. I don't need anybody else to beat me up because I beat me up well enough. I am my, because standards, the expectations. You know, I'm a part of the Boss Masters program. We have to keep a commitment to ourselves each week. And this past week with travel and so on and so forth, I put a pause on one of my commitments and boy, I was beating myself up when I had to say, I didn't keep that commitment. Didn't keep that commitment because of the expectations and standards that I have and knowing that I'm a leader of others, that they're watching me in the different hats and capacities that I'm in. And so you have to establish the right standards for your life, not for everyone else. This is, what is it? What are the expectations? What is it that you desire for your life? What are the standards for your life? Should be anchored in your core values. Your governing core values should, your core should be where all of the expectations and standards kind of ripple out from that. It's a result of what's at your core. So if you haven't tapped into and understand and have standards and expectations in place for your life, I encourage you, step back. When you close out today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, and we thank you so much for tuning in today. We really do. I trust you're getting some great richness around what is being shared as we're looking at winning habits needed to succeed and the importance of that, understanding that it's so key to have those daily practices, those habits in our lives if we desire to gain great success or any level of success, whatever that may look like for you. We said number one is seek more clarity. Number two, learn to generate energy. The right energy is so key. Mental energy, emotional energy, physical energy, spiritual energy. Not necessarily in that order, but nevertheless, those areas need to be considered. Raising your standards and expectations is what we were discussing. Said that it should be anchored in your core values. What does that look like? And so now when things happen that are outside of your standards that you've set for your life and your expectations, you can navigate away from that. You can say, you know what, that's not acceptable for me. But if we don't have, and again, I want to remind you, most people don't even know what that looks like and or they have lower expectations. Now, I get, understandably so, why many would have lower expectations. And it goes back to habit. They have not had the habit of getting their desires. They have not had the habit of success. And so they lower the standard, the expectations. Now, of course, I'm all for start small, build, but start right where you are. Start right where you are. I'm in Texas with my cousin, and it's so cute. She has an ARC trainer, for those of you that know what an ARC trainer is. And so I said, okay, I'm going to try this ARC trainer, get my little, you know, exercise in. And, you know, they yesterday, boy, they were saying, oh, my God, if you can do 5 minutes because it's so hard. And so I said, okay, I'll go in and say, let me start with 15 minutes. And her husband said, ooh, you really coming in trying to really do the thing because you don't know how hard this ARC trainer is. Now, I will say I got on the ARC trainer. Mm-hmm, yes, I did. I rejoiced when I did 5 minutes. Ooh, celebrated that whole 5 minutes. When I did 10, I celebrated again. Woo, yes. And that burn was kicking in. But I did my 15, and I was excited. I said, I'm coming back tomorrow so I can do some more. But why do I say that? I'm bringing that back to the standards and expectations. I give you different illustrations and share with you and be transparent so that you can see it. You see what we're talking about and really get it and apply it to your life. You're investing this hour of empowerment. My desire is that you would get some richness, that you're not just getting these tools that are in your toolbox that you don't know what to do with. You're seeing, how do I apply them? How do I practically utilize the information that's being shared? And so, again, I set the standard to say, okay, let me not just go from zero to I'm going to do an hour. Let me go where I feel is a comfortable start for me. It may be different for others, but for me, so that I can build the habit. And today I had the win. Woohoo! 15 minutes and 30 seconds. Yes! I exceeded the expectation, but I had the win. And the reason why I was sharing that is because I said oftentimes going back to the habit, an acquired mode of behavior that has become involuntary, addictive, compulsory, customary way of acting, fixed through repetition, that it's the repetition, the more you do in those areas, like as we started out with number one, seek more clarity. When you get into the daily practice and the habit and the routine of pausing, reflecting, asking yourself key questions, you'll get into the rhythm of that. In each of these areas, you'll get into the rhythm of that. Learning to generate the right energy. The more you focus on, okay, what am I giving my focus to? What am I listening to? What am I seeing? Okay, where can I make adjustments? Maybe if you're watching TV for 4 hours, you pull that back. It's now 3 hours, it's 2 hours, it's 1 hour, whatever it may be. I'm just giving you recommendations again so you can see practically making that adjustment and filling that time with those things that will feed you, that will edify you, that will support you in being built up from the inside out. Maybe if you're watching TV for 4 hours, you'll read for an hour and only watch for 3 hours. So you're reading something that's edifying, that's taking you to a different place and shifting your energy. And these are just some thoughts to consider mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Where do you need to adjust? Raise your standards. We talked about that. And the last and final is, in our four, I hope you've gotten some richness from the winning habits needed to succeed. As we close it out with number four, increase your productivity. One of my team members, because I'll often say, have a productive day on purpose. And they're like, oh my gosh, wow, I like that. Have a productive day on purpose. Because productivity is such a hot topic. With almost everyone, you productivity, motivational speakers, I'm guilty, you know, be productive, But the reality is we want to increase our productivity, but we need to be intentional around what does that look like. Every ambition to succeed, we must understand the importance of being productive. Not just, I have this full day and it's just busy and I got all this stuff on my calendar and it looks good. I got all this stuff going on. But you're not productive. And so we have to be more productive. That speaks to intentionality. That speaks to aligning those things that support, that are in a rhythm with your purpose. If it isn't, I get called, and I'm not saying this to say, oh, Coach Adams is all of that. No, I'm sharing this with you, so please don't misunderstand. I'm sharing it with you to illustrate that I get a lot of calls. People are saying, you know, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? If it doesn't align with God's assignment and purpose in my life, I'm learning and growing in more and more the daily practice of comfortability and saying, nope, can't do that. Would be great in a different season, but this is not the right season. And so when you're looking at, as we were talking about, the winning habits that we've gone through, the winning habits needed to succeed, as we talked about clarity, the importance of that, learning to generate the right energy, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, raising our standards and expectations, and increasing our productivity. But increasing our productivity on purpose with intentionality and only accepting those things on our plate that align with our purpose, our assignment. If it aligns with that, take it on. I was speaking to someone, and they said, you know what? And they were praying with me, and they said, you know what, Coach Adams? I sense you're going to get more and more people asking you to do things for them. You're going to have to be very strategic about what you say yes to. And that was so key in what they said, and it was true. And I got a call shortly after that about a project, and I said, nope, it doesn't align with my purpose. And I was so honored that they said, hey, I see your talents and your gifts and, you know, da-da-da-da. But it was going to pull time. And so when you understand the value and the significance of your time and how that relates to your productivity, you will only accept those assignments that align with that. Because as I was saying, when you have high standards for yourself, because you don't want to have these big this big vision and big dreams and low standards. No, you want to have greater expectations of yourself than others have for you. You want to have high standards for yourself personally. That's a personal thing, greater than what others may pull on you for. And so you want to have the right people circling the wagons around you, as many of you have heard me say on more than one occasion. And speaking of circling the wagons, I want to circle the wagons around you. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in. So So we invite you to share in the discussion. Would love to hear your thoughts. You've invested this hour of empowerment. I would love to hear what you're taking away, the benefit that you've received. Now is the time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Now is the time and would love to hear from you. Area code 214, last four digits 1656. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Coach Adams, what an incredible topic. I wanted to hear your thoughts on intentional commitment and also your thoughts on an individual that loses focus and they're having difficulty focusing on continuing the development of their product. Did I just hear your thoughts on that?
Yes, absolutely. Great question. Well, intentionality, and this goes back to daily practices. Intentionality doesn't just happen. We have to be deliberate about our focus. And we may fall off the wagon. As I stated before, the song Donnie McClurkin, we fall down, but we get back up. I fall down. I get back up. I had a situation this past week. I fell down, but I'm getting back up. I'm back up. So the intentionality is that you've made up in your mind of what your focus is, your target, where you're going, and regardless of the hiccups that may happen along the way, you are committed to the journey. So like for me, I may have fallen down, but I got back up. Many people fall down, they stay down, they don't get back up. They don't have good recovery time. That's something that I talk about often, that our recovery time should be quicker and quicker because we are going to fall down. That's a part of the journey of life. Failure, falling down, it's a part of the journey of life. It's how we respond to those moments of quote-unquote falling down. Do you stay down or do you get back up? And one of the things that I have found, and I deal with this a lot in my coaching practice, and I so appreciate the questions that you brought today, we have to keep the vision before us. You know, so often people start the year, whoo, New Year's resolutions, I have all these goals, whee! It's on a piece of paper. If you ask them to pull it out today, they couldn't find it because they haven't kept the vision before them. And when the vision is not before us, when we are not focused on where we're going, it's easy to get off base, to sidetrack. So you have to stay intentional and be deliberate, be clear on the target. One of the areas that we spoke about today is seeking more clarity, so being clear on the target, keeping it before you. It is the vision, and making the decision that whatever it takes, whatever hiccups I have along the way, I'm committed to getting to the destination. Even if I have a detour, whatever it may be, I'm committed to getting to the destination. And that's a mindset, a growth mindset. I hope that helps.
It does. I just also wanted to, you mentioned recovery. And I'm like seeing time lapse there for a person that loses the focus. Can you expound on, you know, should they be uncommitted for a day or more than a week and be able to rebound? Or do you think a quick recovery time is best or a longer time to recover because they could be dealing with emotional, mental, physical issues that cause them to lose their focus and their commitment? What are your thoughts?
Another great question. I so appreciate it. When I'm speaking about recovery time is different for each person. For example, I don't know about you, but I can remember my first heartbreak. Oh, my goodness. That thing took me out for a season. It took me a minute to recover from that. You know, it was the first heartbreak. Oh, my God. He broke my heart. He left. But after that, the recovery time. So, for an example, I don't remember how long it took me. I'm just using this for illustration. So, for example, time. The next time, okay, it's 3 months. Okay, it's 2 months. It's now a month. It's 3 weeks. It's 2 weeks. It's a week. It's a few days. It's hours. Because you're growing in increasing your recovery time. So the recovery time is based on the individual. How healthy are they in those areas that we spoke about, energy-wise, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually? What may have taken me longer to recover on years ago is totally different than today because I'm different. I'm maturing. I'm growing. You see what I'm saying? So you can't put the recovery time for the individuals in a box because it's subjective to that person. But each person should be growing from one situation to the next, that they're growing through it and they're becoming stronger. And so the next time they face a similar or like situation, it doesn't take them out for 6 months. Okay, it may take them out for a minute, but they are learning how to, they're becoming more equipped because of the situations and how do I now recover and navigate through this issue. Heartbreak today doesn't affect me in the way that it did with the first one, I tell you.
I hope that helps. Thank you for the inspirational message and, you know, the motivation that you're inspiring people to be motivated. Thank you so much for this message this evening.
Oh, and thank you for being a regular listener, tuning in, engaging. I so appreciate you, and I appreciate that. It is so inspiring every time I have the engagement. So thank you so much. It is amazing how quickly time flies. Ah, I can't even believe it. So as we wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I planted the seed regarding my Winner's Circle, the Coach Adams Winner's Circle Personal and Professional Lifestyle Growth Plan. I want to remind you of this great offering to receive coaching support for 1 full year in a group text, a group setting context, monthly empowerment coaching, strategic planning sessions, Q&A with Coach Adams, private Facebook group. You'll get a one-on-one coaching session to calibrate your dream and to get you set on target. So many benefits. If you're interested in getting more, learning more, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com. And I want you to know as well, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment that is available for you. Launching my next private mastermind, kicking it off in August on Everyone Communicates, Few Connects. So I would love for you to join that as well. One-on-one coaching is available. And that's all that we have time for today. I thank you for sharing with us, and I trust that you've gotten some great richness on the winning habits needed to succeed. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Again, thank you so much for tuning in.